The tourism and hospitality sector are vital industries in many parts of the country where we have got little else that are employing people and providing opportunity for people. And for a long time now, and particularly during COVID, they've seen a huge difficulty in trying to survive. Many of them were very grateful for the assistance that came from government. It was something that was spread out across a number of years, which kept them in space where they were able to manage to survive it. Many of them who closed down during COVID would not have been able to reopen again, but for the fact that, unfortunately, we had the war in Ukraine, and a whole lot of people came from there and took up space in a lot of these hotels and guest houses, etc. That has also put pressure on a lot of small towns. I think of Bundoran as one of them in my own constituency, where we have a lot of people there. And the difficulty is, it means that other businesses in that town that depend on tourism don't have the number of tourists coming because the accommodation isn't available for them. That is changing, I know, and it needs to change, and hopefully we can find a position out of that. But the difficulty that a lot of these businesses have is that they find that they are in difficult circumstances in the lean times of year. Fine in the summertime when things are going well, the rest of the year they have huge difficulty in managing to survive, and government needs to assist them every way possible. I certainly support the possibility of putting some kind of review on the situation in regard to VAT. I think a rebate of PRSI is something which can be targeted and should be targeted to many of these businesses that have to try and survive. I also, of course, recognise that we have a huge problem across many parts of our country, particularly with transport infrastructure, where a lot of people, when they arrive, and my colleague mentioned it, Dublin Airport as the example, but the only way they can travel around Ireland by and large is to hire a car and they have to drive. We need to change that. We need to put adequate public transport systems across the entire country. Opening up the Western Rail Corridor is an example of that which could happen, which would make a huge difference. Also the use and the utilisation of our regional airports for more of our tourist traffic. All of those things need to happen. And Minister, what we need to see is a sense of ambition from government for to not just provide for this industry, but to develop it and sustain it into the future.